On the 18th of July, the new £10 note was officially launched at Winchester Cathedral, chosen because that's where author Jane Austen is buried, and it's her image that appears on the new polymer Bank of England note. The 18th of July was the 200th anniversary of her death. Amongst those gathered at Winchester Cathedral, where Bank of England Governor Mark Carney unveiled the new note, were three guide dog owners. Clearly, in this day and age, any new note must be distinguishable without sight. Ian Morris, who is blind with only a little light perception, is one of those guide dog owners, and he had the opportunity to sample at first hand the newly unveiled tenor, which enters circulation on September the 14th. We asked Ian for his first impressions of the £10 note.
Extremely impressed. As a blind person, you know, the management of money was doable with the old paper system, you know, because the three notes were a different length. But you really had to make sure that you had a reference note, so you knew that if that was definitely a £10 note, so you could compare a £5 and a £20 note against it. But this new £10 note is absolutely superb from an identification perspective. On the far left-hand side, there are two very noticeable groups of raised dots. We had a debate at the time. We didn't have any actual Braille readers with us. I don't think it is a Braille character, but it feels very much like one. So it's very obvious. And on the right-hand side of the note, they put some fine line printing. So again, that gives the note a textural feel, whereas the £5 note is an entirely smooth surface. On this new £10 note, there's a very noticeable tactile surface on both sides of the note.
I was going to ask you how you found it in comparison to the new £5 note in circulation already.
Well, the new £5 note was excellent. When that came along, it's so noticeably different in terms of its texture, its size. You know, effectively, you're ticking these things off one at a time from my perspective. So that's definitely a fiver. The 10 and the 20 were still a little trickier to differentiate, and the new 10 means that you've now got that clarity. I mean, unfortunately, I'm not wealthy enough to often come across a £50 note, but, you know, as far as the usual notes, 5s, 10s and 20s, when this new note comes in on the 14th of September, then from a personal perspective, I'll be well pleased.
And away from the kind of specific VI elements of either the £10 or the £5 note, what about the kind of handling of them and specifically separating one from another? You know, making sure you haven't got two stuck together. How have you found that?
To be honest, it was one of those things where I thought potentially you'd get static with it being a polymer, but I haven't seen any of those issues at all. They do tend to keep very separate. And I think one of the things I've noticed about the new £5 note is as they've been more in circulation and they've been through various pairs of hands, I would say they have sort of more permanent creasing than the old paper notes. So actually, from a separation standpoint, when they're in the wallet, I think they're probably better than the older paper note.
And moving away from notes to coins, of course, we now have the new 12-sided £1 coin. For you, is better or worse than the old round one?
To be honest, when I got one in my hand and for the first time, my first initial thought was, oh. Because whilst it is nominally 12-sided, as a child I held the old threepenny bit and that was distinctly a different shape, whereas this, almost, it's more just a textural change between polished and graduated. I mean, the pound coin is such a unique size and thickness, that's one I never had any trouble differentiating between one and the other. So the new pound coin for me is that's fine, but I don't see it as any better or worse.
And finally, Ian, do you use any kind of methods to organise your money so you can grab it maybe at short notice, especially if you're out and about travelling or whatever? Any kind of things that you use to help recognise coins or notes or store them so you can get to them easily?
Yeah, I mean, historically, I've got a wallet with two segments in it. And I put the fivers in the front, the tenors in the back in a full length and £20 notes in the back folded in half, which is great at the start of a long evening out at the pub. But by the middle of the evening, the system tends to break down in time. So this will be a distinct advantage for me, ensuring I've got the taxi money to get home.
And as mentioned, the new £10 note will enter circulation on Thursday, the 14th of September. And the current paper £10 note will be withdrawn in spring 2018. The Bank of England will give 3 months' notice before the actual withdrawal date. Incidentally, the old paper £5 notes stopped being accepted in shops on May the 5th, but you may still be able to exchange them at post offices or local banks. But if they do not accept them, you can still exchange them at the Bank of England via post or in person. And just a reminder that the old round £1 coins will cease to be legal tender on the 15th of October this year. So you have until then to spend them or to return them to the bank.